ja, es ist sehr, sehr bedrückend zurzeit, finde ich.
Things are awfully depressing these days. Jazz, or the music we call jazz, is a marvelous example of how diversity and integration work. So many people from different backgrounds come together in this music. This music is such a gift in its openness and how everyone finds their niche in it. So it's a wonderful small-scale example of how society can work, meaning we've got to stick close together as a community and go to concerts.
Müssen als Community da stark zusammenhalten, geht auf Konzerte.
Given the uncertain future outlook on several fronts these days, this month's podcast may be more thought-provoking than usual, as in the remarks we've just heard from Hamburg jazzman Sylvain Strauss. This is Dawdling Dave Creedon presenting the English version of Ralf Summer's March podcast, a Goethe-Institut and Funk Bayern 2 co-production, as always. We'll be hearing from Ghostubs in Stuttgart, Katzen in Cologne, and Polygonia here in Munich about their latest releases. But first, let's have a taste of Tokotronic's new album, Golden Years. Kämpfen, denn es werden immer mehr. Darum muss man sie bekämpfen, denn sie werden zahlreicher. Darum muss man sie bekämpfen, aber niemals mit Gewalt. Wenn wir sie auf die Münder küssen, machen wir sie schneller kalt. With song titles like Der Tod ist nur ein Traum, in other words, Death is just a dream, Bleib am Leben, or Stay Alive, and Ein Rockstar stirbt zum zweiten Mal, A Rockstar Dies a Second Time, Tokotronic's new brainchild seems obsessed with death. And yet the music is very much alive and kicking. The song we've just heard, Denn Sie wissen, was Sie tun, or For You Know What You're Doing, calls out Germany's lurch to the right, as the band's songwriter and frontman Dirk von Lotso explains.
If
you want to put a general construction on the song, I'd say it's about people who use malicious and deceitful means to achieve their ends, and how malice and deceit have gained hegemony in society. We're all familiar with all the hate speech and rabble-rousing and all those dirty little tricks inundating social media these days. But if you want to put a political construction on it, then I'd put it this way. The song came about last year when the Alternative for Germany were polling over 20% nationwide. That's what prompted me to write the song. Golden Years is the 14th album to date by Tokotronic, who are celebrating their 30th anniversary this year. In 1995, the Tokos put out their very first album, Digital ist besser, or Digital is Better, which was to change German-language indie rock forever. And their latest record is likely to score a few more hits for the band. Dirk von Lotso told our colleague Wolfram Hanke at Bayerischer Rundfunk, what's special about the new release?
Eine Qualität des Albums ist,
this album perhaps packs a greater emotional wallop than some of our previous albums. The sound mix in particular is deeply emotional, and I think if you feel so powerfully moved yourself while writing a song, not in the sense of enthusiasm or self-infatuation, but when you realize there's something there that, when I step out of my skin for a moment, really hits me, then it works. Von Lotso says, quote, Golden Years is both intimate and political, unquote. Golden Years naturally calls to mind the song David Bowie wrote before leaving the US for Berlin, which is the Tokos' adopted hometown too. But von Lotso actually took the title from a book about queer subculture and the avant-garde in the 1960s and 70s. Rick MacPhail played lead guitar on the recording of the new Tokotronic album, but now he's taking a break indefinitely for health reasons. So a guest guitarist will be filling in for him on tour, namely Felix Gebhardt from the band Muff Potter, who also plays live concerts with Zahn and Einstürzende Neubauten. Let's head west now to Cologne for a taste of Katzen, who'll be taking their new album on tour starting in March.
Thank you.
That was a track called Nichts und Alles, or Nothing and Everything, off Katzen's new album, which bears the Spartan title 3. That's the number 3 written in Roman numerals. The album is Spartan in every respect, which is precisely what makes it so interesting. Katzen are a neo-krautrock trio, Melanie Graf, Stephanie Staub and Thomas Mersch, based in Cologne. And they got Olaf Opel on board to produce the record. Opel has already manned the controls for recordings by the No Twist and International Music. Katzen describe their sound as repetitive, motoric, stoic, reduced, and their genres as krautwave, post-punk and shoegaze. Katzen's Thomas Mersch told me how the band first came together.
I'd
met Melanie a while back through a mutual friend, and I knew she made music. She was playing in a punk band and a shoegaze band, and I often went to their concerts and found her bass playing terrific. And I thought to myself, I'd like to make music with her. The problem was that then I'd have to play guitar, though I didn't even have a guitar of my own and didn't play very well anyway. So I borrowed a Gibson SG from a friend and played it on his system too. Then we started making music together. What connected us was a passion for the Velvet Underground and Yo La Tengo. What we were doing was somewhat promising, so we figured we ought to bring in a drummer. We contacted Stephanie, a friend of mine's pen pal, and she joined us. What was the music like? Rather diffuse, kind of psychedelic. Did we know where the music was taking us? To be honest, yes, a little, but generally no.
Offen gestanden, leicht ja, aber generell nein.
That was Thomas Mersch on the genesis of Katzen. On the very first track of the new album, he asks, can wealth be a sin? And when does consumption become a crime? In another song, he poses the big existential question, don't you think you might not even exist? Starting with the number Nur so, Melanie takes over on vocals. Katzen's motto is clearly, less is more. Even if Steffi the drummer didn't quite get it at first.
What's interesting is that the mutual friend who referred me to the band briefed me ahead of time that they wanted the kind of drumming you hear in the British band Ride, with lots of drum fills wherever at all possible. So I spent weeks before the audition specially practicing fills, which, as it turns out, weren't used.
Es war schon klar, wir wollten keinen Rock machen, es sollte keine Rockmusik sein.
Starting with the drums, we reduced the other instruments too. We didn't want to do rock. The guitar doesn't serve the same function for us that it normally does in rock music. We use it as a percussive bass instrument, not conventionally as an instrument for playing chords. It's not in the foreground.
Und auch keins, was im Vordergrund steht.
I remember playing a lot more notes at the start, till I realized there really wasn't any point. Less sounded better when we played together. But I can't remember any more whether that was just the way it turned out, or whether we felt it like, yes, now this feels right for all of us.
If it feels right, it is right.
Katzen's mesmerizing minimalist songs could also be inserted on a new wave playlist between all those early 80s English bands. This, by the way, is the Popcast, presenting a selection of choice new albums from Germany, including everything from Cologne Kartwave, as Katzen call their music, to Hamburg jazz with vocals from Cologne. Here's Salomea singing along to a track by Silvan Strauss. This ain't your life. You once
phone. Just say the word, then you know it's set in stone. You're my safe place, so I keep you close. When everybody seemed to ghost, you was there when needed most. Windows to your heart, I could see your soul. Speeding in the car just to be up close. It's tearing me apart when I leave and go. But you understand the grind, you've really seen the growth. Toast to the better times, cause we seen the most. Showered me with love, now you see a rose. Rose from the mud, now the beauty shows. Yeah. Thankful for the hand that I was left with. Still I took your hand and you accepted. If it wasn't for the fam, I would have perished.
That was Rose, a number by the Hamburg drummer Sylvain Strauss, featuring Salomea, Oscar, hashtag World Peace, and Bertram Burkhardt. Music was omnipresent in Strauss's childhood. His father, a music therapist, would listen to John Lurie and Ernst Jandl at home, and had his own band. Sylvain would hang out in his father's practice room, and his father would take him along to his gigs and gave him a drum kit at an early age, which, however, led him to punk music at the outset.
Ja, das ist auch immer noch ein Einfluss, der da ist, so dieses rohe und pure.
Yes, that influence is still very much there. I celebrate the pure energy, the raw emotion of that music. I could always feel it when pogo dancing at those concerts. It's something I like in any kind of music. It doesn't have to be hardcore. I still feel that pure, direct, uncomplicated, emotional element very intensely. And I think that's the connection between my earlier style with all the punk rock stuff and my current style, in which you can't hear much of a direct punk rock influence. But yes, in my heart, it's still there.
Nicht viel Punkrock raushört, aber im Herzen ist da noch.
That was Sylvain Strauss, a Hamburg Jazz Prize-winning drummer, about his penchant for punk. Strauss has played with the award-winning British jazz act, the Ezra Collective, and their keyboardist, Joe Armon-Jones, is featured on Strauss's new album, Fluken. The other contributing musicians on the new release are Mehdi Kouamouam, a Gnawa musician from Morocco, and Farhot, an Afghan-born beatmaker who runs the label Kabul Fire, on which this new Sylvain Strauss record is coming out. He got the title Fluken, by the way, not from punk rock, but from his second passion, basketball.
Ich habe das Wort Flug das erste Mal tatsächlich bei Basketball-Kommentatoren.
I first heard the word fluke from basketball commentators. When a team that isn't very good somehow manages to win a couple of games in a row, they say, are they really that good? Or is it a fluke? A bit like a happy accident. Serendipity. I thought the word fluke sounded good, and it triggered something in me. I also find that the beauty of improvisation and making experimental music together is, in the best case scenario, when everybody involved is so open-minded that truly happy accidents can happen, because everyone feels safe and takes risks, which then produce happy accidents. It's those passages in recordings that I like to sample and resample and turn into new pieces. Because they're moments of pure expression, in which something unplanned just happens. And there's great beauty in these moments. So I figured, all right then, we'll turn fluke into an active verb. We'll produce these happy accidents. Together, we'll create an environment in which these happy accidents, these flukes, happen and happen well. That's how I came up with the word fluken.
Gut passieren, und daraus kam dann das Wort fluken.
Sylvain Strauss has played the Montreux Jazz Festival, and thanks to some viral TikTok videos, his fans now include big-name New York hip-hop artists like Pete Rock and Queen Latifah. His role models are Jay Dilla, the king of hip-hop beatmakers, and drummers like Questlove of The Roots, the late Afrobeat pioneer Tony Allen, and the late Mel Lewis, who played with Stan Getz, Frank Sinatra and Dizzy Gillespie and won a whole bunch of Grammys. Sylvain Strauss has also supplied instrumental tracks for a popular playlist of lo-fi beats to study to, but that's not really his thing, because he tends to keep tweaking his compositions till they're no longer suitable for background music purposes. Strauss, who hails from Kempten in the Allgäu region of Bavaria, will be presenting his new album in London, Paris and Geneva too. Let's linger in these southern climes for an act based in Munich, the Bavarian capital. Here's Polygonia. Thank you. That was the song Complementary Senses by Munich-based DJ and producer Lindsay Wang, who calls herself Polygonia. It's on an EP called Upside Down on the Mule Music label, a great Tokyo record company that's been releasing big electronic and minimal techno acts like Roman Flügel, Lawrence, DJ Sprinkles, and Super Pitcher, and even krautrock pioneer Rodelius for 20 years now. Polygonia's five new songs are definitely Mule Music material. Polygonia, who's made a name for herself at the Blitz Club in Munich and plays festivals around the globe, explains the title of her Upside Down EP.
Für mich hat der Release-Titel Upside Down zwei Bedeutungen, die aber sehr stark miteinander verwoben sind. Und zwar einerseits beleuchtet es den Zustand der
aktuellen Weltlage. The title has two meanings, though they're closely intertwined. On the one hand, it reflects the state of the world in terms of politics and climate change. So many things are simply upside down and going in ways you wouldn't hope for in most cases. But this release is also meant to serve as a kind of refuge, where things are warm and positive, a safe space for people.
Für mich definiert sich der rote Faden durch verschiedene Parameter in dem Release. Und zwar habe ich sehr viele instrumentale Einflüsse mitgebracht.
I recorded many of the instruments myself, synths, violin, flute, and used my voice too, to produce organic, playful music that, tempo-wise, tends to be on the slow side. While the current trend in dance music is to keep going faster and faster, this release, with its micro house touch, moves at a very leisurely pace. The record's tonal, playful, slightly dreamy, surreal and instrumental qualities are its parameters, as I see it. They're what ties it all together.
Und instrumentale sind für mich so der rote Faden auf jeden Fall.
That was Lindsay Wang, better known as Polygonia, on the backdrop to her Upside Down EP. We're sure to be hearing a great deal more from her in the years to come. To wind it down, let's segue from Munich Microhouse, as she calls it, to Ghost Dubs in Stuttgart and his brand of dub techno, or modern dub, as he calls it.
Thank you.
That was Dub Regulator by Ghost Dubs of his new album Extended Damaged Versions, which is actually a remix of his 2024 album Damaged. Both are out, or coming out, on a first-rate label for bass culture, Pressure Records, which is run by Kevin Martin, a British Berlin-based producer known to fans as The Bug. Ghost Dub's Damaged album quite deservedly won the award for Dub Reggae Album of the Year 2024, conferred by the influential British music magazine The Wire. Pohl, the Berlin dub tech pioneer, is another fan of Ghost Dub's, whose real name, by the way, is Michael Fiedler. Though you might also know this native son of Stuttgart as Jar Schultz. He makes reggae dub as Jar Schultz and more electronic dub as Ghost Dub's. Music has always been important to him.
Das ging schon wirklich sehr, sehr früh los in der Kindheit.
It started really, really early in my childhood. I used to listen to the radio a lot, and I'd record all the stuff I liked. I was fascinated watching people perform live on TV, and at a very, very early age, I set my sights on becoming a musician myself. I wanted to be there on stage myself, playing instruments, giving concerts. Starting in the early 90s, I got very heavily into English music, soaking up everything electronic that came out of London, the breakbeat and jungle stuff, for instance, club dub music too. I didn't have much to do with reggae. I guess I was indifferent to it, till I started thinking about it the other way round, in terms of its roots, and wondering, where'd they get all those old bass lines on the jungle tracks? I mean, all the samples you hear on tracks by The Prodigy, Dreadzone and the like. What are the templates? And that's how I started listening to King Tubby and Lee Scratch Perry and Mad Professor.
Ich habe angefangen, King Tubby und Lee Perry und Mad Professor zu hören.
That was Micha Fiedler, alias Ghost Dubs, and how he eventually found his way to bass culture. His latest opus, the Extended Damaged Versions, features six reduced, extra-deep versions of the Damaged recordings. They're darker and dronier, with low-frequency bass lines that sound like earthquakes or tectonic plates drifting apart, a subterranean humming that you actually feel more strongly than you hear it. This is another good example that goes to show you can't create any exciting new sounds without some knowledge of music history, without the interplay of past, present and future, which goes for all the music we showcase to you each month. So much for our March Popcast showcase. As always, at Zundfunk Bayern 2 and Goethe Institute co-production. Angie Portman will be back in April with another earful of music tips for you, another five choice new albums made in Germany. This is Breezy DC signing off on Ralf Sommer's Popcast with a tune off Ghost Dub's 2024 Damaged album, without which he'd never have made the new album. Let's close with some rumbling music by Ghost Dub's called True to Life.